I don't think there's any two representatives in this country that work as closely as Councillor Doherty. It's unfortunate, but that's politics. The numbers were right as far as I'm concerned today, but I think Patrick has given sterling service, not alone as a board member, but as a former chairman of the board as well, and that when the nominations are being finished, I hope that he'll get due consideration for the great service he's given. And I would just like to put on record how appreciative I am again of the Sinn Féin Party of supporting us, because we only had 11 councillors on our own. It wouldn't have been possible, and I want to acknowledge that.
There has been a very intense debate in the chamber. Minister Dean McGinley coming in for some very sharp criticism from some quarters. You've been taking a very placatory role. You think maybe it's time now to end the debate and go forward together?
Well, the situation in it is when you're elected to something, you get a chance to give your view. I was alluded to in there, we got that to debate as Utherith board members, and across the political divide, because we had 20 very good, hard-working people on that old board, each one to a person, didn't matter what party they were representing or where they were from, all asked that there'd be an election. That day is gone. The process is over now. It's controversial in whatever way it may be, and we have to move on with it. And it's my hope now that the remainder of the board will be that the council nominations will be ratified, the other person will be named, they will get on the jersey and we'll go on to work again. And I promise and commit again that anything I can do for the Donegal Gaeltacht, as I've been doing in the past, I'll make every effort to serve them.